Sir, can I help you?
I have no.
I can give you 2 minutes.
Thank you.
My name is Avery.
Yeah.
I live a mile away from the corner day there. And I work on the corner. I'm the senior pastor, Mount Baptist Church, since 1983. Somewhere around, not watching that clock, somewhere around 1985. The county told us that we needed to move the church. Move the church. The church been there since 1888, identified by a rock and a fence post. The church. And this is, that was the second church. The first church was a log building. Some remember the second church. But to comply with the county, we tore it down, turned it around, and moved it back in. Guess what they told us? That it was going to be a gateway. And it had to be something that we would feel that would be pretty. Pretty. So I got my paper and my pencil, and I went to work. And I drew a schematics of that church you see down there. And I looked at the hill, and I made the roof like the hill. And I tried to make something pretty. Because I wanted to satisfy the people. And we went 31 months, trying to get a permit. Then one day I started acting dumb, and I came to the county to see about the permit. That's going to go all around here. And I can't, I'm an old man. I'm in the fourth quarter. And anyway, when I came to the county, I just said, where's my mitt? And I went to every office. And then I went downtown, and I called up my friend, the late Don Schaefer.
Please conclude, sir.
He was governor in about 5 minutes. He was governor. And he called county exec. And that was Thursday evening. Friday, he told me to come and get my permit. And Saturday, Don Schaefer and county exec and I, we served the senior citizens a meal at the church to celebrate the permit. Now, I'm gonna give you a little history that I'm going.
Okay.
You see, that was a community for the church years. And there were slaves over at the Hampton Mansion. And one of the owners of the mansion put it in the will that when he died, that all the slaves between the age of 18 and 43 would be free, and he died. So they had to free the slaves. They couldn't afford to lose the work if they went to Baltimore, so they gave them some little land on the edge of the reservation and built a community. And that's where the church is. Used to walk out of the church, and we have a cemetery on the next corner. all this grave in there, we can find, we'll say 1860, born a free man. But nevertheless, we walk out the back, have film walk out the back of the church, carry the body up to the cemetery, put it in the ground. Baltimore County came along and decided that they would cut off the cemetery. They brought Boswell Avenue down across there, cut off with Kenilworth, and cut us off from the cemetery. They took the house, the parsonage, the church's parsonage. You know where it was? It was right where Boswell Avenue is, right beside the church. They put it on telephone poles, and they rolled it around behind the church. And that's where it is today, that duplex house. Baltimore County did that. They built a firehouse over there. They went where we walked up to the cemetery. They built a police station. And they told me I had to tear down the church and build something nice. And I did it. 26 years later, excuse me, Baltimore County wants to take all my effort with a pretty church and come to the other side of the road and put a gas station.